this forward. So thank you. All right. Item number 11 is PR 2022-6908, Sketchbot PS 2022-84. And this is at 1515 Yale Boulevard Southeast, represented by JAG Planning and Zoning. Good afternoon, Mr. Garcia.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead and give us an overview of what your client is exploring.
Awesome. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. The property intends to combine three lots and to create one lot and grant easements as shown on the plat that we submitted. They want to dedicate 137 square feet of additional right-of-way at the corner of Yale and Anderson and vacate an existing private access easement. The site is located at 1515 Yale Boulevard, as you know, and it is currently described as lots 10, 11, and 12, Block 4, Clayton Heights Subdivision. The proposed lot will be described as Lot 12A, Block 4, Clayton Heights Subdivision, and will contain approximately 0.5598 acres. The property is zoned MXM, which does not have a minimum or maximum lot size requirement, and is located within the Sunport Airspace Air Sub Area Overlay Zone. What the property owner wants to do is eventually, there's an existing building on the property, the site. He eventually wants to demolish it and develop it, but not at this time. He just wants to just bring it to your attention that he does want to develop on it.
Okay, thank you so much. That's helpful to get all that detail. Let's go ahead to go to Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. Overall, the site has existing water and sewer service, so we're looking at pretty minor, nothing really required in terms of maintaining that service. The one thing I would point out, I have a standard comment that it goes to fire hydrants and ADA access, and I've not come across much that required that yet, so this is a first for me, but there is a hydrant on the south side of the site that is right in the middle of what looks like a 3 foot or less sidewalk. And so our standard comment deals with moving our hydrant, so it's outside of that ADA path. And we reviewed the replat as a platting action that would trigger that sort of improvement needing to be made. So I think I'll defer to Gene a little bit, but what I will tell you is when you come in for approval for this, either as a plat or as a site plan or something that's coming through the Water Authority, we're going to ask that hydrant either be relocated or that the sidewalk be adjusted such that an ADA route can be maintained around the hydrant. There may be options to adjust the sidewalk to do so. But generally, we do need that sort of fixed with this project. And I had a picture of it from the street view and the comments. You can see it pretty clear. It's right in the middle. So
it's clear, yes.
Yes. If you have any questions about that, I'd be happy to answer. But that's generally what we're looking for. I don't see anything else that's applicable for our requirements for this project for what you're looking to do.
Okay. We'll discuss it with the property owner. Thank you, Ben.
Code enforcement.
Yes, thank you. It's Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I really don't see any obvious problems and have no objections to this. Just have a few development notes for the future. Obviously, the replat of the property cannot create a nonconformity to the IDO or increase an existing nonconformity if there is one that I'm not seeing from what was presented. And replat of the property must meet all requirements of IDO Section 5.3, access and connectivity, and 5.4, subdivision of land. As stated in your introduction, the property is zoned MXM, mixed use moderate intensity with dimensional standards as per IDO section 5.1D, table 5.12. The property is located in an area of change and is abutting adjacent to an R1B residential properties in an area of consistency immediately to the west. So future development will require special landscape buffer requirements of 15 feet as per IDO sections 5.6E5, table 5.6.5, and IDO sections 5.6E1 and E2. The property is located in the South Yale area, which has certain special use and sign requirements in the IDO. The property is located in the Airport Protection Overlay, APO, and Airspace Protection subarea, with special use and development standards outlined in IDO section 3-3. Future development may also require submittal to commenting agencies of development plans related to the APO protection or area as per IDO section 6-4. That's all I have to offer. And like I said, I have no comments and no other comments and no objections.
Geology.
I believe it should be parks next.
Oh, thank you. You're always good at making sure I don't skip over parks. Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. So street trees would be required on both of those streets if new development meets the applicability in IDO 56B.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the lot consolidation for future development. An approved grading drainage plan will be required prior to building permit if any of our thresholds are met.
Thank you, Ernest.
Okay. Mr. Biazar, did you have a question?
No, not yet. I'll wait till end.
Okay. Transportation?
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. So Anderson is a local street and Yale is a minor arterial. So based on these road classifications, a minimum 5-foot wide sidewalk is required on Anderson and a 6-foot is required on Yale. Yeah. Additionally, with the DPM requirements for the minor arterial, landscape buffer, bike lane, and bike lane buffer are also required. Check DPM for required dimensioning on this. The bike lane and bike lane buffer are specifically called out in the Mr. Cog plan. Okay. Provide roadway cross section on Yale just for right-of-way dedication purposes for the bike lane, especially. Infrastructure list may be needed for the sidewalk, depending on what your measurements may show. Minimum 4-foot wide ADA pathways required around obstacles such as power poles and the fire hydrant that Lane had brought up earlier. Provide a plan exhibit showing that the existing sidewalk dimensioning criteria can be met. Show right-of-way on this exhibit and dedicate right-of-way as needed to fulfill both the bicycle facility and pedestrian way requirements. I think I had already mentioned this, any additional sidewalk that's needed shall be placed onto the infrastructure list and ensure that all fencing is located outside of the right-of-way. Based on the zoning for this, I didn't note this in my notes, but if you would, a traffic circulation layout may be needed for future development.
Okay. Thank you, Gene.
Okay. Mr. Biazar, did you have something now?
Yes. So I noticed there's a bus shelter there. I don't know where that falls within the site. And it seems like there was major repavement done on this side, and there was a wall that was built in the back area and the side. And I was trying to see if those were permitted, grading plans were submitted for all this work that was done. And then also that, I don't know if Gene, you looked at the driveway on Yale, is fairly wide driveway, that existing driveway. And it seems like the driveway on Anderson was rebuilt at some point. And then there are parking spaces along Anderson as well that have been put in. So I don't know if those were, at what point all those were done, or if there was dedicated, I mean, they were, you know, they had plans that were approved as part of all this work that's been done on site.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that forward. We'll take a look at it. We'll make sure that they aren't, then we'll have to.
And, you know, the hydrant was brought up that is right in the middle of the sidewalk. So, you know, we need to look
at
that.
What was in the middle of the sidewalk? I'm sorry.
The fire hydrant.
Yeah, we brought that up
yeah,
twice.
Yeah. No, I know, yeah. Yeah. That was brought up. Yeah. No, that was brought up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much for those comments.
Planning comments?
Robert Webb in planning. The first section was just some of our standard comments and requirements. So let us know if there's any questions on those. And and we can help you with that. And the other questions that we had, actually, you had already covered and code enforcement mentioned. So you had nothing else further. So just let us know how we can help.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Garcia.
Thank you. You all have a great day. Thank you.
All righty. Next sketch.